们今天要读两处的圣经，第一处是在哥罗西书的四章七到十八节，第二处是在以弗所书的二章十四到十八节。
Let's read passages of scriptures. The first one is in the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 7 to 18. And second one is in Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 14 to 18.
哥罗西书四章七节到十八节，由我亲爱的弟兄推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。尤树又称为尤士都也问你们安。奉歌里的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安，请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安。你们念了这书信便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念，你们也要念从老底家来的书信，要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。我保罗亲笔问你们安，你们要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 17 verse 7 to 18. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. With Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justus, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those who are in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, the church that is in his house. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation of my own hand, Paul, remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen.
以弗所书二章十四到十八节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇， 便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 to 18. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们来到你的面前，我们实在是心里有一个深深的感谢给你。
We truly have the thanksgiving when we come before you.
我们也要把我们自己伏在主你的面前。
We humble ourselves before you.
因为我们不是要更多的知识，我们乃是要更多主你的同在。
We do not need more knowledge. We want more of your presence.
亲爱的主，我们求主你在我们的恩上加恩。
With may your grace upon grace toward us.
以至于你能够紧紧握住我们的心。
So you hold tight our heart.
使我们能够像玛利亚一样坐在你的脚前。
So we can be like Mary who is sitting at your feet.
以至于你的话能够在我们得以立上加立。
So your word can strengthen us.
叫我们不但站在主你话语的光中。
So not only can we stand in the light of your word,
我们也活在主你话语的生命里。
But we also live in your word.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们读过哥罗西书四章的七节到十八节，我们就知道这是保罗他写完这封书信以后，那他向哥罗西和老底家教会的一个问安。
We have read Colossians chapter 4 verse 7 to 18. We know that this is a Paul's salutation to the church.
那么这段话的里边呢，就带着一些介绍弟兄们的话。
In this passage, there are some introduction.
那么我们就特别注意到保罗他在这段话的里边，他就用了三个一同。
We noticed that in this scripture, Paul had used three together three times.
那他说，保罗说，和我一同做主的仆人，与我一同做监，与神的国与我一同的做工。
Paul said they are my fellow workers in Christ. They are my fellow prisoner. In Christ.
那么他就是这样，他来向教会就来介绍当时那些在罗马和他在一起的弟兄们。
So through this passage, he introduces the fellow brothers with him in Rome.
那么一般我们在读圣经的时候，碰到像哥罗西书四章最后这一段的这么多的人名和地名。
So we oftentimes when we read the scriptures like Colossians chapter 4, we have seen so many names and places.
我们大概都是省略跳过去的。
Most of the time we just skipped.
因为太多的人名和地名，我们觉得没有什么太大的意义。
Because we don't see the meanings behind this many names and places.
那么这种情况在我们读旧约圣经的时候是历史书卷里边是最常见的。
That's very often, especially when we read the Old Testament.
但是我们常常会因此就失掉了神话语中的宝贝。
But that is how we oftentimes we lose the precious the preciousness of the Word of God.
因为今天我们若是顺着启示的灵进到哥罗西书四章这段话的深处的里边。
Because today, if we enter then into this scripture in the spirit, the revelation,
那么我们就会看见，其实在这段话的里边。
We'll see that actually in this passage,
每一个名字都是一段宝贵的生命的经历。
Each and every one of the names are a very precious.
甚至到了一个地步，你可以说没有一个字是多余的，是累赘的。
To a point that you don't think, not even one of the words is an extra.
所以难怪有前面读经的弟兄讲。格罗西书四章的七到十八节应该单独列出来，称作是格罗西书的第五章。
Some brothers have said Colossians chapter 4 verse 7 to 18 ought to be extracted to become the fifth chapter of Colossians.
那么当然我们知道就这主题来讲。
But we know that according to the theme,
格罗西书是说基督乃是丰富的生命。
The theme of Colossians is about Christ, the fullness of Christ.
那么保罗就在二章九节说，神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里边。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, Paul says,For him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
那么我们就注意到有形有体，保罗在这里用的这个字，他就是说有形有体就是生命的特征。
So Paul talks about the character of life with the word bodily.
因为当我们说到生命的时候，就像使徒约翰他在约翰一书里边所讲的，是能够亲眼见的、亲手摸的、亲耳听的。
When we talk about life, just as John had mentioned in 1 John, that is what we have touched, that what we have seen, that is what we have heard.
所以保罗就在哥罗西书他里边就说，丰富的基督是有形有体的。
So Paul in the book of Colossians said the fullness of Christ is the dwelled in Christ bodily.
然后他就在哥罗西的三章四节，他就说基督是我们的生命。
And in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 4, he says, Christ is our life.
那么这我们就知道了，今天住在我们里边的主，他不但是丰盛的。
So now we know that the Lord who's living in us, not only he has a fullness,
我们说他的丰盛是我们测不透的。
And this fullness is surpass all the understanding.
他的丰盛是我们摸不着边的。
We cannot touch the limits.
那么基督住在我们里边，他是丰盛的主。
The Christ who is living in us is rich.
但他不但是丰盛，他是丰盛的生命。
Not only that, he is the fullness. His life is.Is abundant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你不觉得这很稀奇吗？因为丰盛是无边，也是我们测不透的。
Don't you think this is marvelous? Because the fullness is without limit, is surpass all the understanding.
它在我们里边却是有形有体的生命。
But in us, it is a bodily.
虽然在格罗西书里边，圣灵就把这个真理就启示给我们了。
So in the book of Colossians, the Spirit had revealed this to us.
但是我们还是会要问的。
But we still want to ask.
这个生命到底是怎样的一个有形有体
？So this life, how come the fullness of this life?Dwells in us bodily.
换一句话说，基督住在我们里边，他是我们的生命，到底是怎样的能够见证出来的
？So in other words, how this life of Christ that is living in us can be manifested?
于是圣灵就借着保罗在哥罗西的最后，他就写了这一段问安的话。
So the Spirit inspired Paul to write this passage in the last verses of the book of Colossians.
所以你看见了吗？这不是多余的人名和地名。
So we know that these are not extra names and places.
保罗在这一段的话里边，他把一个一个活着的见证人就摆在我们的面前。
Paul has put all these living testimonies one by one before us.
有的是不少的话来介绍的，就像他介绍以巴弗那样。
Some he introduced with a few words.
有的甚至是寥寥数语，就像他说到路加医生一样，他说有亲爱的医生路加。
Some are just only a few words, like Luke. He just said, Luke, the beloved physician.
但是不管是话多还是话少，他们都叫我们能够明明的看见什么叫做丰盛生命的一个见证。
So, no matter many words or a few words,He wanted us to see what is the living testament of this fullness of life.
那么更要紧的是，我们从中我们也可以得知一条通往见证的一条路。
More importantly, we can see the pathway to the testament.
那么我们这次就求主加给我们恩典。
Now we ask the Lord to give us more grace.
因为我们读主的话语是要恩，是需要他给我们恩上加恩的。
So we need the grace upon grace when we read the words.
叫我们可以在这一段的里边，我们一个一个人的看过去。
So let us read one by one in this chapter.
那我想我们先来看。四章的七节和九节。
So let us see Colossians chapter 4 verse 7 to 9.
那么保罗说，有我亲爱的兄弟推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们。
Paul said, Tychicus, a beloved brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord will tell you all the news about me.
然后他在四章九节他又说，我又打发一位亲爱忠心的弟兄兄弟阿尼西姆同去。
And in verse 9 he said, With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, I am sending him to you.
那么在这里就有两位的弟兄。
Now we see two brothers.
那么他们今天要从保罗的身边要出发。
And now they are leaving Paul.
那么他们全前往远方的那个哥罗西城。
They are going to the city of Colossae.
那么就要把保罗写给教会的书信就送给那里的弟兄姊妹们。
They are going to bring this epistle from Paul to the church over there.
那么我们就注意到保罗他在这里介绍这两位信使的时候，他用了一个特别的称呼。
We know that when Paul was introducing those two messengers, he used one word.
那么保罗说，我亲爱的兄弟。
Paul said, my beloved brother.
当然他在阿尼西姆的名字的前面又加上了在基督里有忠心的兄弟。
Also, he added one word before the name of Onesimus, a faithful brother.
那么我们后面有时间我们会这个交通亲爱的这个字的意义。
If we have time, we will have some more fellowship about the word beloved.
我们先来看保罗称推基古和阿尼西姆说是我亲爱的兄弟。
Let us see, Paul called Tychicus and Onesimus my beloved brother.
初期教会他们有一个非常明亮的见证。
We know that the first church.Churches had a very bright testimony.
因为就是他们信耶稣，他们不是加入一个社团组织。
When they become Christians, they did not join an organization.
而是他们从信的第一天，他们就活在一个彼此超越血缘的这么一个亲密的关系的里边。
From the first day when they were born, when they were saved, they lived in this intimate relationship that surpasses the blood.
那么这是保罗这样称呼他们的那个最直接的那个意义。
That is the direct meaning why Paul called them the beloved.
那么在初期教会所经历的三百年的逼迫的里边
we know that in within those tribulation of 300 years.
那么我们读过教会历史，我们就知道教会并不是一帆风顺的
we know that things did not go smoothly if you read the history of the church.
那么教会从五旬节诞生以后，它往后的三百多年的里边，教会遭遇了极大的逼迫。
We know that the church has encountered a great tribulation from the day of Pentecost to the next 300 years.
在那个时候，你做基督徒是你是活在弟兄相爱的实际的里边。
We know that as a Christian, yes, you lived in this brotherhood.
是每一位信主的，他们都得着永生的盼望。
We know that each one of them had obtained the hope of everlasting life.
他们里边都有圣灵所赐给的那个喜乐。
Each one of them has a joy that was given by the Spirit.
但是在那个时候，做基督徒是要被杀头的。
But at that time, as a Christian, you will be beheaded.
而且这不是三个小时，不是三周，也不是三十天，是三百年的逼迫。
And it was not 3 hours, it was not 3 weeks, it was 300 years.
那么在这个三百年的逼迫里边，有一件事情是让罗马官府是非常头疼的。
We know that in the within those 300 years, one thing that really bothers the government of Rome.
那就是他们不知道在教会里到底谁和谁是真的亲兄弟，谁和谁是真的亲姊妹。
That is, they did not know
by blood.
Who are the two brothers or sisters by blood?
因为他们彼此都是以弟兄姐妹相称的。
Because each one of they called each other brothers and sisters.
那么当然我们今天是这样彼此称呼的。
We know that that's how we call one another.
但是对于初期教会的弟兄姐妹来讲。
But as the first church, the brothers and sisters in the first churches,
他们不但是这样彼此的相称，他们也是实实在在的是活在这个生命里边。
Not only they called each other in that way, they lived in that way.
那么有一次啊，就在小亚细亚的一个城里边，那个城里边就有一个教会。
There was a church in the minor Asia. Asia Minor.
那么有一天呢，他们就接到消息了。
One day they received a message.
说是呢，罗马兵丁正朝他们这边开过来。
Roman armies are marching toward them.
那么他们手里呢就有官府的命令。
And they have a commitment from the government.
那么就要捉拿教会里边一位做长老的弟兄。
They wanted to arrest one of the elders in the church.
那么在那一个阶段里边，罗马帝国他们逼迫教会的时候，他们是用了一种特别的手法。
At that time, the Roman Empire used a very special method to bring upon the tribulation.
他们到各地的教会里边，他们就寻找捉拿，并且就是捉拿那个在教会里边做长老的弟兄。
They went about every church and to arrest the elders of the churches.
那么他们知道像世人所说的一句话叫做擒贼先擒王。
They know that as they word, some word is saying that if you want to arrest the thief, you arrest the king.
那么他们照他们的想法就是捉拿到像这样一个人，并且把他处于死刑的话，那么那个地方的教会就不能够再聚集了。
They wanted to arrest the elder and put him to death sentence, and that way the church will no longer exist.
所以考古学家就告诉我们说，在那一个的阶段的里边，许许多多教会里边做带领的、做长老的、做教导的那些的弟兄，他们都为主殉道。
So we know that historically, in that times, and we know that many elders, many teachers in the churches, many of them were martyrs.
那么这一次就是的，那么罗马的兵丁他们带着官府的命令，他们就来捉拿这个城里边那个做教会长老的这位弟兄。
Just as this time the same thing, the Roman soldiers came to the church to arrest the elder.
那么他们那个命令不仅仅是捉拿，而且是把这个人捉到以后就要在就地处于火刑，要把他烧死。
And the commandment was not only they need to arrest this elder, and also they will put him to death through the fire.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他们一听到这个消息以后，他们就连夜的就把这位的老弟兄就送出城去了。
So those brothers and sisters, when they heard the message, they sent that elder out of the city overnight.
那么第二天早晨太阳刚出来的时候，这个罗马兵丁就进了城里边，那么他们就把教会就给包围起来。
So the next day morning, and the Roman soldiers encompassed the city.
我们知道在初期的教会里边，他们不单是天天聚会的，而且他们是住在一起的。
We know that in the beginning they not only did they gather together every day, they live together.
所以他们包围了教会以后呢，罗马兵丁就认为就是没有一个人能够跑得了的。
So when they encompassed the city, they were thinking no one can escape.
那么这些的罗马兵丁他们就问教会里边的弟兄姊妹说，你们中间做长老的在哪里？
So the Roman soldier asked the brothers and sisters and who is the elder among you?
那么弟兄姊妹说，我们中间没有做长老的，我们只有弟兄。
And they said, we don't have elder, we only have brothers.
那么这个罗马兵丁又问了，那么弟兄在哪里呢？
And the Roman soldier asked, where are the brothers?
那么大家就异口同声地说，我们都是弟兄。
And they all said together, we are all brothers.
所以当时呢，就有一位在场的罗马士兵的书记官，就把这个他闻所未闻的这么一个场面，他就如实的记录下来。
So one of the Roman soldiers wrote down this event. Wrote down this event.
这个是在1968年才从土里边挖出来的这么一个这么一个考古的文件。
This is a document that was found in 1968.
弟兄姐妹，这就是初期教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the first churches.
我们都知道保罗是犹太人。
We know that Paul is a Jew.
他也是罗马公民。
He was also the citizen of Rome.
保罗曾经在犹太的宗教里边看一切的外邦人，不过都是猪和狗的同类。
Paul had considered everyone outside Judaism as swine and dogs.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不觉得很稀奇吗？恰好推基古和阿尼西姆这两个在他身边的人都是小亚细亚人。
Don't you think it is marvelous that Tychicus and Onesimus, they are happen to be the people in Asia Minor.
那么小亚细亚人当然是外邦人。
Asia Minor, the people in Asia Minor, they of course they are Gentiles.
他们不受割礼的。
They were not circumcised.
他们是拜偶像的。
They worship idols.
而且阿尼西姆他还是奴隶。
And Onesimus was a slave.
那么在那个年代的里边，奴隶是终身世袭的。
We know at that time, the slaves are remain slaves from generation to generation.
奴隶的脸上是刺着字的。
And on the face of the slaves there were tattoos.
那么奴隶呢是只能和奴隶在一起的。
Slaves can only gather together with slaves.
那么他们是不能和任何的人，尤其是罗马公民，他们是能在一个桌子上吃饭的。
They cannot eat with anyone, especially the citizens of Roman, at the same table.
所以我们不要说他们彼此是以弟兄相称，你今天就是把这三个人放在一起。
Let alone that you they call each other brothers. If even if you put all those four people together,
那么不但两千年前是不可能，就在今天也是不可能的。
It not only that was it impossible two thousand years ago, it is impossible to even today.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记了，美国大部分的地区一直到1960年代，公共汽车还是白人坐前面，黄的、黑的、红的都是坐后边的。
We remember that even in the states, and only the white people can ride on the buses until 1960.
这就是世人真实的光景。
That is the true reality.
世人最要做的一件事情，做的最内行的是一件事情，就是我们彼此要分门别类的。
The people of the world are especially good at the division.
那么现在我们就明白了，这个以弗所书二章在那里说的。
Now we know what it talk about in Ephesians chapter 2.
原来在外邦人和犹太人中间是有彼此割断的墙的。
We know that there were a wall of separation.
那么墙的两下呢是灭不掉的冤仇。
We know that there were the enmity on the both sides of the wall.
但是现在保罗向教会介绍这个两个人说，
So now, when Paul was introducing these two brothers to the church,
介绍这两个曾经是拜偶像的、未受过割礼的外邦人说，
When he was introducing those two people, uncircumcised, the Gentile, and idol worshippers,
他们是我亲爱的兄弟。
They are my beloved brothers.
当然，我们可以说他们都是在基督里的人。
Of course, we can say that they are all in Christ.
这当然是没有错的。
There's no question about it.
但是弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过
？Have you thought about it?
兄弟这个称呼不是他们三个人当中哪一个人一厢情愿就能够说得出口的。
When they called each other brother, it is not just from one side.
那么照着这三个人的背景，不管他们的友情再好。
So according to the background of those three people, and so no matter how good their friendship was.
修养有多深，心意多么坚定。
How firm they were.
他们当中任何一个人如果想要越过中间这个隔断的墙是绝对不可能的。
None of them can overcome this wall of separation.
我们再来看一件事情。
Let us see another thing.
当保罗他在写监狱书信的时候。
When Paul was writing the epistles of prison.
那么就是以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西和腓利门这四封信的时候。
Those are Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
那他的身量确实已经达到了一个什么地步？那他与基督已经一同坐在天上了。
His stature was so great that he was sitting.In the heavens with the Christ.
可能我们整天还为这个衣食在那里忙碌的时候，他整天所想的是怎么叫天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
We were still busy about our daily life. What Paul was thinking it was that the principalities on the in the heavens know the manifold of the wisdom of God.
这是一个活在天的荣耀里的。那个的身量。
That was a statue that is in the glory of the heaven.
但是阿尼西姆和推基古呢？
But what about Onesimus and Tychicus?
一个站在地上烧水做饭、打扫卫生的。
One of them was cleaning and was cleaning on the earth.
一个忙着在各地跑来跑去做邮差的。
The other one was running around as a messenger.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么能够把一个天和一个地两个能够拉在一起呢？
How can you connect the earth and heaven?
今天不就有人这样把基督的身体分为属马大的和属玛利亚的吗？
Today, some people they are dividing the body of Christ, some are of Mary and some are of Martha.
哥林多的弟兄姊妹不就是这样分门别类的吗？
The church of Colossians, are they not divided as this, like this?
所以你看见了没有？就算是我们都是已经在基督里的人的。
We see that even though we are all in Christ,
仍然是可以有许多的事情让我们是隔开的。
There are still many things that can divide us.
这个彼此亲爱的弟兄，怎么这个见证怎么能够在我们里边呢？
How can this testimony of lovely brotherhood can be manifest among us?
但是以弗所二章说，
When we see that in Ephesians chapter 2,
他使我们和睦。
He made us peace.
将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
He has broken down the middle wall of separation.
所以我们说，既不是保罗，也不是推基古，也不是安尼西姆。
We know that it was not Paul or Tychicus or Onesimus.
而是保罗里边的基督，推基古里边的基督，安尼西姆里边的基督。他把我们连在一起，使我们彼此能够说我们是亲爱的兄弟。
That was Christ who lives in Paul, in Tychicus, and in Onesimus that connected each one of us so that we can call each other we are beloved brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们若是有一点点的那个彼此做弟兄的甜美的经历，
And so today, if we have just very little sweet experience as beloved brothers,
我们要明白一件事情，不是我够甜，也不是你够美。
We know that one thing, not because I am sweet or you are pretty.
乃是住在我们里边的主，他是美中最美，他是甜中最甜。
We know that that is the Christ who lives in us, who are the fairest of the fair and the sweetest of the sweet.
照着保罗的眼光看，他是永远不可能跟推基古来彼此做兄弟的。
According to Paul, he can no longer call he will never call Tychicus as his beloved brother.
他们不但一个人是犹太人，一个人是外邦人。
One of them was a Jew and the other one was Gentile.
一个人是坐在天上，一个人是忙在地上做邮差。
One was busy on the earth, the other one was in the heavens.
他们在年龄上，在背景上面，在言语的上面，没有一点是相同的。
They have no similarities in ages, in the languages and backgrounds.
就算是阿尼西姆和推基古两个人都是外邦人。
Even regarding Tychicus and Onesimus, they are all Gentile.
但是按照罗马的法律规定，他们吃饭都不能在同一个桌子上。
But according to the law of Rome, they cannot even eat together.
但是怎么他们在基督里了，他们就成为彼此做弟兄了呢？
How can they call each other a beloved brother in Christ?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们彼此称弟兄、称姊妹的时候，我们要明白，这不是我们一咬牙、一跺脚就可以做成的事情。
So brothers and sisters, when we call each other sisters and brothers, that is not from us.
以弗所二章讲他是我们和睦。
Ephesians chapter 2 said he made us peace.
除非你摸到了那里边美中最美。
Unless you touch the sweetest of the fairest of the fair.
那甜中最甜。
The sweetest of the sweet.
你也摸到了他里边的美中最美，甜中最甜。
And when you touch the fairest of the fair and the sweet of the sweet in
我们彼此都摸到了那美中最美，甜中最甜的。
So each one of us, we all touched the fairest of fair and the sweet of the sweet.
我们彼此才能讲，你是我亲爱的兄弟。
So we can call one another, you are my beloved brother.
摸到基督是我们彼此成兄弟的一个最关键的一点。
So Christ is the key that we can call each other beloved.
弟兄姐妹，这就是初期教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the first churches.
读圣经的弟兄告诉我们说。
And the brothers have told us.
初期教会的情形远比我们想的要复杂的多。
The circumstances of the first churches are much more complicated than we think.
那么照着保罗他在哥罗西书三章讲的，就起码有希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，这些各色的人等都在一个教会里边聚会。
According to Paul in Colossians chapter 3, there were Greek, there were the Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free.
我们今天为着要说英文还是说中文，有没有翻译，这个事情我们已经觉得很头大了。
Now we are really troubled today, even today, about what to speak English or Chinese. Do we have interpreters?
今天一个山东的弟兄碰到一个广东的弟兄，已经觉得是很头大了。
We were bothered when a brother from Shandong and another brother from Guangdong get together.
但是在初期教会的那个他们聚会的当中，这样的这么多的各色的人等他们聚在一起。
We know that in the first churches, all those people from different backgrounds gathered together.
他们没有什么是相同的。
They had none similarities.
他们甚至是彼此为仇的。
And they were even enemies toward each other.
但是他们彼此能够称为弟兄姐妹，只有一样是相同的。
But the reason why they can call one another brothers and sisters.
那就是我们众人里边那美中最美。
That is the one fairest of the fair and sweet of the sweet in each one of us.
若我们不摸到我们的主，我们彼此称弟兄姊妹，那就是宗派，那就是宗教。
If we don't touch our Lord in each other, if we call each other brothers and sisters, that is called religion. That is called denomination.
那么主在十九世纪在英国就兴起了弟兄运动。
The Lord raised
the brotherhood movement.
The brotherhood movement in the 19th century.
那么在这个弟兄运动的当中呢，有两位弟兄主是大大使用的。
There were two brothers that were used by the Lord greatly.
那么一位是七伯门弟兄。
One was a brother Chapman.
那么一位是达比弟兄。
The other one was a brother Darby.
那么这两位弟兄，他们不但是私交很好的。
And they have a very good personal relationship.
那么他们在众人的眼里呢，他们真是弟兄彼此相爱的一个活的见证。
And in the eyes, they are truly living out the testimony of the of brotherhood.
他们彼此爱慕。
They love each other.
那么这个七伯门弟兄呢，爱达比弟兄，达比弟兄爱七伯门。
Brother Chapman loved Brother Darby, and Brother Darby loved Brother Chapman.
你知道吗？但是呢，人总是爱分一个高低这个上下的。
We know that we all wanted to attempt to rank.
那么在教会的弟兄姊妹的里边呢，有人就说了。
So among the brothers in the church,
那么七伯门弟兄呢，就好比是约翰。
Brother Chapman was like John.
所以，他是爱的弟兄嘛。
So Brother Chapman was a brother of love.
那么达比弟兄呢，就好比是保罗。
And Brother Darby was like Paul.
所以呢，大家就争来争去呢，就有一天呢，就争到达比弟兄的面前呢，就要去讨一个公道。
So they had an argument to the point that they came to Brother Darby. They want a judgment.
那么感谢主，我们的弟兄是怎么说的呢？
So, but thank the Lord, what did our brother say?
那么达比弟兄就说，我们彼此之间是有不同的。
And Brother Darby said, yes, we have differences.
他说这个不同在什么地方呢？他说我是讲基督的生命。
I am preaching on the life of Christ.
而我们的弟兄呢，是住在基督的生命里边。
But my brother kept himself living in the life of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以彼此称弟兄姊妹。
today we can call one another brothers and sisters.
但是我们能够有多少像七伯门弟兄、像达比弟兄，他们是那么真实的住在弟兄彼此相爱的那个生命的里边
？How many of us are truly living in this in this life of Christ, just as our brother Chapman and Darby?
那么我在结束之前，请大家允许我把刚才第一个那个罗马帝国逼迫教会的那个那个真实的故事把它讲完。
We still have some time, and let me finish the story about the Roman soldiers.
所以当年轻的弟兄姊妹他们把这位年长的做长老的弟兄送出城以后
，When those young brothers and sisters sent the elder out of the city.
那么这位弟兄呢，他就照着弟兄姊妹们的吩咐呢，就连夜就赶路了。
And according to our brothers and sisters, this elderly brother ran on the road overnight.
那么他当然他心里是充满了弟兄相亲相爱的那个喜乐在里边。
Of course, and within himself, he had the joy of the brotherhood.
那么快到早晨的时候呢，他就到了一个相对来讲已经是可以安全无恙的地方了。
So in the morning, he arrived at a relatively safe place.
那么他就在路边的一个小树林里边呢，他就要坐下来歇息了。
So and then he rested in the woods on the side of the road.
那他一边休息呢，他一边就想念那边的弟兄姊妹。
And at that time, he was thinking about the brothers and sisters at the church.
那么可能他是经过一夜的这个奔跑啊，他可能是太累了。
Perhaps he was tired after the overnight trip.
所以呢，他想着想着呢，他就睡着了。
And he fell asleep.
那么这个时候呢，太阳就升起来了。
And the sun rose.
那么在这边呢，我们的弟兄是睡着了。
On the one hand, our brother fell asleep.
那么在城的那边呢，罗马的兵丁就在太阳升起来的时候呢，就在城里就把教会就给包围起来了。
On the other side of the city, the Roman soldiers encompassed the city.
The Lord appeared to our brother.
神就向我们的弟兄显现。
对不起。主问他说：“你为什么离弃我？”
The Lord asked him, "Why have you forsaken me?"
我们弟兄说：“你知道我是爱你的主，我怎么可能离弃你？”
Our brother said, "You know I love you. How come can I forsake you?"
他没有听到任何的回答。
He did not hear any answer.
却惊醒过来，他发现这是一场梦。
And then, but he woke up in surprise, and he found out that was a dream.
所以他又回去睡觉了。
And then he fell asleep again.
他刚睡着。
Right after he fell asleep.
我们的主向他显现。
Our Lord appeared to him.
还是问他，你为什么离弃我？
And asked him again, "Why have you forsaken me?"
这个时候他醒过来了。
Now he woke up.
他是外边和里边一起醒过来了。
And he woke up inside out.
他知道一件事情。
He knew one thing.
离开了教会就是离开了主。
Leaving the church that was forsaking the church that means forsaking the Lord.
他在主面前有一个祷告。
And he prayed before the Lord.
他说：“主啊，无知的人现在回来了。”
He said, "Lord, the ignorant now returned."
他转头就往原来来的那条路，他就跑回城去了。
And he turned around and ran back.
那么他跑回城里的时候，他看见罗马的兵丁围着那个教会，要准备烧那个教会，因为那个教会里边所有的人说，我们都是弟兄。
when he saw that the Roman soldiers was about to burn the church because all the brothers had said we are all brothers.
罗马的长官讲，既然你们都愿意做弟兄的话，那么你们就是一个待遇了。
Because the governor said, said, now you say you, if you are all brothers.Now you receive the same treatment.
那么做罗马兵丁的那个书记官，他就记下来说，他们脸上每一个人都是有极其喜乐的荣光。
The recorder of the Roman soldiers had recorded, on the face of each one of them has very great joy.
那么这个时候，弟兄跑回去了。
Now the brother came back.
那么他就对罗马的长官讲，这个事情与他们无关，我是你们要抓的那个人，我是你们要烧死那个人，你把我的弟兄们放了吧。
The brother said it has nothing to do with them. I am the one who you want to arrest.
这个时候长官已经被激怒了，他已经失去理智了。
The Roman governor was furious.
那么就把这一位的弟兄也扔到那个房子的里边，连着整个的教会一把火，他们都一起为主殉道了。
And he threw this brother into the church and burned the whole church.
这一位的罗马士兵的书记官，他亲眼见到了这个场面，他记录下来。
The recorder of the Roman soldiers had seen with his own eyes and recorded this.
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天教会的见证。
Brother, sister, that is the testimony of the church.
这是初期教会的见证。
That was the testimony of the first churches.
我们彼此是称为弟兄和姊妹。
We called each other brothers and sisters.
愿我们从主的话里边，我们知道。
We know that from the word of the Lord.
他使我们和睦。
He made us peace.
我们只有摸到了我们的主。
Only if we touch the Lord.
我们彼此才能够真的成为弟兄和姊妹。
That we can call each other brothers and sisters.
什么是教会见证的那条路呢？
What is the pathway to the testimony of the church?
我们就说乃是那美中最美，天中最甜。
We know that is the fairest of the fair and the sweetest of the sweet.
你在哪里又能够连于我们的元首呢？
Where can you make connection to the head?
初期教会的见证就告诉我们，乃是在他的身体的里。
The testimony of the first churches told us that was in his body.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们不但爱慕这样的生命。
Not only do we desire this life.
我们还能切实，我们还愿意切实地活在这个生命里。
And we are willing to live in this life in reality.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话说在我们里边一点点，就使我们得着饱足。
Your word was spoken in spoken to us and satisfied us.
愿主你在我们的力上加上力气。
May you strengthen us.
使我们能够在主你话语的光中。
So may we in the light of your word.
能够跟随你的脚踪来往前跑。
And follow your footstep and press on.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.